The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Kev, we're coming through loud and clear. It's on their voice memos, bro.
Oh, shit.
All right, so we are... Oh, then there's Katrina and Sanjay Dutt. We are live at...
Katrina and the Waves?
We are at Legends in Monroe.
Are you telling us?
I don't know what we're recording.
Oh, you're telling...
Idiots.
I thought he was talking to Pat Buck.
You're like fucking Boner on the phone. Like, oh, look at the video.
It's funny. It's fucking cool. Look at Sanjay. Look at Sanjay's teeth.
Why don't you drop Sanjay's teeth?
Why not? Tony, Matt, and Kevin are here. I can't think of a valid reason why
I don't want to see Sanjay Dutt's teeth.
I don't see anyone's teeth.
Listen,
it's weird.
Can I at least give a good intro and then we can be our bullshit selves?
Intro?
Intro to what?
Because listen, we gotta be somewhat professional. We are the Shining Wizards, Tony, Matt, and Kevin here at Monroe.
I'm not here.
The Legends of the Ring.
No, you're definitely here. I don't know why you're slamming glasses, though.
Yeah, that was a little uncalled for.
Because I'm annoyed.
Says the fucking blind fatso who deletes emails.
I'm not that fat anymore. Dude,
I'm the fatso.
I got to jiggle. I need to figure out how to get rid of the droopy skin. Look at this.
Oh, my God. No one wants to see that.
Only you're
it's
looking.
The worst thing.
Huh?
I've seen worse.
What, the other side?
No. I mean...
Bro, you ever see, he looked like Uncle Fester.
Yeah, dude, that was bad, bro. Look at pictures from Matt's old parties at the house in Fairfield.
You may not have known him, but you definitely crossed paths.
Yeah, we sort of knew each other, kind of.
Maybe. We may, like, the only time I could ever think that we may have met was the SSCW show where the ring was in.
I forgot about that. No, I didn't. I talked about that all the time.
You were there?
I did commentary. I did backstage interviews.
Oh, that's right.
That's when I first met Tammy.
That's right. I forgot Kevin did that. He's mentioned that before.
I think it up on the show like once every like 6 months.
I had an awesome picture with Francine at that show.
I got a bunch of pictures.
She was my favorite.
I got a picture with Francine and Sonny.
It was Chris Candido versus Chino Martinez.
And Sabu Devin Storm in the main event with a 10 minute time limit. Yeah, something.
Pat was the ring announcer, Milo Yambe.
And the hotel bell. Yes.
And in the middle of the main event, Pat has to give the 50-50 winner.
And Pat, in a the triangle match was with at the end was an Inferno.
I forgot Danny Inferno was on
some,
that show.
Like Tiger, someone,
some young guy,
some guy who wore like Bengal like pants, and somebody else.
Wow.
And we forgot that it was a elimination match. So as soon as the first fall hit, Pat started ringing the little hotel bell.
That's right. We did that at Tier One. Fred Yehi was defending the FIP Championship in a three-way. It was supposed to be elimination. But he sent us a new sheet, and we never realized that he changed it to a 1-4 wins. So we're calling the whole match. Why is he breaking up the pin? Just let him get eliminated. And the next thing you know, ding, ding, ding. Oh, I guess it was an elimination.
It was.
Whoops.
Oh, well. Yeah, but this was, like, done, like... And Pat started, like, making the... Pat, like, announced that, like, the guy won the match. And then Tommy Fierro had... Fierro, right? That's his name, right?
Yeah, Tommy
Wait, so Tommy Fierro had to run a Carmine show?
Yeah, but wasn't that the era where Carmine never left his house?
That's every
era. That was every era.
Yeah. But,
I still don't think Carmine left the house.
But so, and then Tommy had to get on the mic because he was managing Danny Inferno. While we're ordering food. Right? We're getting
yeah,
food.
That was
you're out of Monterey Jack cheese and pepper jack.
That's fine.
Is that similar?
Okay.
All right, guys.
Pepper
jack is fine for Matt.
Matt's going to beat us later because he didn't get his Monterey.
Beat the shit out. I was trying to take a fucking nap.
Dude, we're in a restaurant. What are you doing?
What?
What are you curse? Dude.
Are you fucking kidding
There's
me?
People here trying to enjoy a nice
guys,
meal at Yogi's.
If you knew,
we're at Yogi's, by the way.
If you knew the words that the class of 1966 used to use on the regular...
Listen, we are not part of the class of 1966.
I mean, also will not use those words.
A couple F-bombs is the end of the world, okay?
We are in an awesome era here. Is that Perry Saturn?
Looks like he's surprised all the time, though.
He heard you saying the F word. That's why he's surprised.
I tried to get Perry Saturn to follow us.
Holy shit, Matt from the Shining Wizards is dropping F-bombs at Yogi's in Monroe.
Wow. I got some doozies tomorrow.
Good thing Kevin brought Febreze.
I'm gonna be like,
Brooklyn Brawler, why did Kamala say that Pat Patterson fucked you in the ass in this song?
Febreze nuts in your mouth.
Excuse me?
Yeah, push what? It. Didn't he write push it about you?
Ah, push it.
Oh my god.
Push it and pull it. Push it. That's the fucking
concept. That's right.
Wow, am I really at, like,
push it?
A restaurant with two, like, well, I mean, I won't say Matt is, but
no, you're a restaurant with two children.
No, you're a light. No, I'm saying I'm lightweight. You're a
bro,
lightweight.
He never gets to do this.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, man, that's I'm fair. Married with a child.
That's fair.
You'll know I that pain someday.
Life, so I'm good.
You'll slip one past bro, the goalie, right. Bro.
To the guy that hates listening to us.
Who's this?
You always say there's somebody that hates listening to us when we're eating.
So what? I'm sure they're listening.
Listen, this is not your typical Shining Wizards wrestling podcast.
Could this be dinner time number two?
This is dinner time number two. This is a show.
Look at this.
We have our lovely waitress / bartender, Tina, here with us.
Thank you, Tina.
That's right. Kevin wasn't at the first dinner time.
I was not at the... No, I forget why.
You were home in bed.
Oh, I was home in bed. That's right.
Probably recovering from being drunk, which you say you don't get.
Yeah, we're great.
Empty? Or no?
Yeah, let him hang out for a little bit. Thank you.
Tony's very popular amongst
the ketchup. Because when she said empty, it took a while for my brain to catch up to thinking that she was talking about the ketchup.
And not your
like
brain.
That? Yeah. Or something.
Tony's very popular in the ketchup community.
Yeah, because I'm always in a hurry.
He lets them hang out with him.
Ketchup, hurry.
Yeah, we got it. That's a fucking the oldest joke in the book.
You don't have to be vulgar about
it. Bad. He's a comedian.
It's like
disrespect his trade.
It's like what did the mom comedian say, or what did the mom tomato say to the baby comedian? I'm so bad.
What, a rape joke in front of Mick Foley?
Probably.
Looking for a tomato.
No, you gotta catch up. Or it's kind of similar to the joke that's like.
Wait, keep going.
It's kind of similar to the joke where it's like, what did two peanuts are walking down the street and one was assaulted? It's like that stupid one.
Why would you assault your penis?
A peanut.
Yeah, penis.
Fucking eat your Reuben.
Yeah, really, eat your Reuben.
Fucking mongoloid.
Reuben's supposed to be open faced.
No.
Open your face.
Dude, open-faced Reubens are probably the worst invention on the face of the planet. I actually make a good Reuben. I would like to make Reubens for you all.
All right.
That's like the one food stuff I can make.
One food stuff. Not one food. No. Nope. One food stuff.
I'm official.
You people may not realize it, but we're working on big things for our 50-year anniversary.
50 years, guys.
50 years. I didn't say 50, I said
50. Sorry, 50-year anniversary. We're actually 230 years old.
Vampires.
Yes. So I guess we're just chewing now.
Every person I reached out to was in. One of them even threw some ideas out.
Like who?
What we should do.
Ooh, who was this? Oh, we don't want to mention names.
You can, yeah. We'll talk about that later.
So what did they suggest? That's okay.
Which I'll have to bring up with the establishment, the pending establishments tomorrow.
Who, Eddie?
No, the bar, the locations. Numbnuts. So I'll
need Jane now. The people are waiting.
Sorry, I'm eating, bro. I'm starving. Can I tell you to record this while we're eating?
I'll filibuster.
What does Phil have to do with this? You said Phil a buster?
You are so the worst.
You are the
worst human being on the planet. Like,
so I'm worse than Hitler. Thank
it's,
you.
It's well, is he on the planet?
Isn't he buried somewhere?
He's not buried?
He's in the planet. He's not on the planet.
He's right.
That's a good point.
This pickle's good, by the way.
Drunk wrestling history.
Drunk wrestling history?
Is that a thing?
Apparently there's a show on Comedy Central they do just drunk history. Do drunk wrestling history.
We do that, or is that already a thing?
No, we can do that.
We should do that.
I meant to tell you.
I'm pretty sure that's what we're doing right now.
I meant to tell you. Remember that list I sent you?
I want to do that.
There's a podcast called the 605 Podcast. This guy Brian Last does it.
Free plug.
He actually talked about one of the stories being absolutely true, and I forgot which story it was. Because he had first-hand knowledge.
So you're bringing nothing to the table right now.
I'm bringing a Reuben to my lips.
There you go. You got a lip Reuben. There it is.
Here's another idea.
That's a very good Jewish name.
So we lip got Reuben?
Yeah.
So I've reached out to five people. five people have said they're 100% in, 100%.
That's awesome.
I gave them the date. I told them it's tentative, whatever. I just cast the nets.
All right, so what we have to do now, and we can talk, and this is a little bit business related.
We're pulling back the curtain.
We'll talk about this. We just have to, will they be interested in just coming up and then going home, or will we have to provide, which I'm fine with doing, accommodations, like for the evening?
Only one person that we may have to provide accommodations to.
And Kevin already said his house is open.
No, I will book a hotel.
So,
all right. You know what? Actually, no. My house could be open.
Oh, nice.
Target, right?
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Matt's making yesterday. Friends.
Matt, I saw it yesterday, and I had to.
Matt found his more handsome twin.
You wanna know why? I went to Hot Topic.
Why?
That's the gayest thing you've ever said.
Well, the guy's better looking than you, and he's wearing the same shirt.
It doesn't take much. I went to Hot Topic yesterday. I was looking for some shirts. They don't have shit at Hot Topic anymore.
What are you, 16?
I want some metal shirts, bro.
They still got metal shirts at Hot Topic?
No.
No.
Shit at Hot Topic.
All right, well, there you go. It's your fault.
Anyway, okay, so Doug Benson does a podcast. Right? Doug loves movies, and they go, whatever, they say Clint Eastwood, and you have to go around, and you have to name all the fucking movies he's in.
Yeah.
We take our panel of guests. Let's say we get four up on the stage, right? Kevin is the
lifeline. Are you low? Can we hear you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
Kevin is the lifeline, right? Each guy gets a lifeline.
I feel bad for you.
No, listen. They just continuously have to go, right? And just name IC champions and who they beat for the belt.
Oh, all in. And you're
like the lifeline.
I guarantee.
Wait, you gonna ask our guests?
Yes.
I wouldn't miss one.
You wouldn't be a part of it.
What?
You would be the life. So say we have wrestler.
Oh, it's like who wants to be a millionaire?
A, B, C, D, and they go and they go and then they're like.
All right, let's do this right now. Let's play one game.
We're really gonna spoil the.
Oh. Well, could we just do one?
We could do a different question.
Tag champs, whatever.
Do a different one. All right, fine. Do a different one. Because I like this idea, and I'm really eager. I want you to ask him, and if he needs a lifeline, he'll ask me.
We'll just start. Like, okay, we'd have four guys. Number one would go.
I don't know dates, though, dude.
No dates. Just who beat him.
You would say.
No, you should kind of one. Who cares?
Heart Foundation beat Demolition for the tag titles.
Okay.
Okay.
And then it would go to you. And you don't have to go in any order.
I know exactly who beat
them. Wait, no order?
You don't have to go in order. You just have to name who the tag champions are and who they beat. Because at some point...
That's going to be really confusing.
With something like the IC title, it gets a little muddy in the late 90s.
Yeah, but you said you don't have to go in order.
You don't have to go in order.
Wait, why? I don't... Now, the not going in order part confuses me.
In other words, he's just saying name a champion and who they lost the belt to.
Oh, I thought it was who has to beat who beat that guy.
We could do it in order.
Let's do it in order. Oh, I mean, we could do both, I guess.
It's an idea.
Both are good. All right, so you said the Hart Foundation beat Demolition for the tag team championships. They beat them at SummerSlam 1990.
Okay.
The Nasty Boys beat the Hart Foundation at WrestleMania 7.
Matt's favorite tag team, by the way.
Okay.
So like that's like, if he couldn't know that, he would ask me, oh, who beat the Hart Foundation?
Did the Legion of Doom beat the Nasty Boys?
Yes, the Nasty Boys were probably like the longest like transitional champion. Like not, maybe not longest, but like.
Well, if they're long, then that means they're not.
They may have won at SummerSlam, I think, of 91 maybe.
And LOD lost to
Natural Disasters. Yeah.
And then they lose back to the LOD? Or no, they lost to Money Inc.
Money Incorporated.
And then Money Inc., didn't they swap back and forth with the Steiners at some point?
They may have had
a house show.
In 93.
Uh-huh. Was,
yeah, but that's a long time to go. Someone else had to win the belts before them.
Quebecers?
I don't think so.
The Head Shrinkers.
The Head Shrinkers had to have been before.
Not for Money Inc. Money Inc. was heels.
Head Shrinkers would turn babyface. Oh, the Steiners, dude.
Hey, well, that's what I said.
They said Men on a Mission.
No.
Men wow, I totally, you may have said Steiners. I totally heard Men on a Mission.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Men on the Mission only won because they pinned the Quebecers by accident. When they were in England or some garbage like that.
Dude, you probably said the Steiners. I legit totally heard Men on a Mission.
I did.
All right, so yes, it was the Steiners.
Well,
that's crazy.
Any other ideas? Anything else?
Want to keep going and see if we can guess the rest of the tag team title
really.
Lineage?
No?
All right. No, I love that stuff.
I can't even see.
God damn it.
But I'm a lightweight, and I didn't have a food since like 11:30. I told you this.
God damn. Woo!
We don't have a soundboard.
Soundboard, Kevin.
We don't have a soundboard, so I'm going to do that.
Far.
Kevin's laptop is right here.
I have a small dick. Is that the line?
That was an admission of guilt.
No, that was. I thought that was a pretty good mat.
So, was there anything else that you had in mind for the anniversary show? I think we should all get naked and measure our penises.
I think it's terrible on you.
I think it's awesome.
I don't think the bar will allow that.
Now, we're going to have the ability to go live no matter where we go.
We'll have Wi-Fi. What that means for you guys,
Is there Comcast in that neighborhood? Because I could always stream on Comcast.
No, the bars have DirecTV. Well, the hat has Comcast.
No, I mean in the neighborhood. Because if the neighborhood, if West Orange has Comcast.
I have no idea. I mean, I have Comcast. I live in West Orange.
Yeah, so then I'll be able to use the...
Probably.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi.
Pretty much.
There's another idea.
Mm-hmm.
I told him before, because a certain guest who's already agreed to do the show, he also has a show on a bigger platform. Perhaps we could work something in where one of us can go in and plug our show.
I would do that in a heartbeat, even less than a heartbeat.
I'm going to be the asshole again. I don't remember who you're talking about.
It's okay. You don't need to know.
But no, I need to know. It's not. You don't have to say it now.
Let's just say I gigged your forehead. Kevin can't figure it out. It's too long. Forget it. Don't worry about it.
Dallas Cowboys.
What if I kept punching you in the head and Jim Ross was calling it?
Oh.
Okay. Wait, he got it. No, you didn't get it.
No, I still don't got it. I mean, I think
let's play this game. Wait, let's pantomime. Let's pantomime.
Dan Flores? No.
Yes, Dan Flores. What did he say?
Dallas Cowboys.
We're going to do the Don, Mike and the Mad Dog.
Don is with Mike K.
Oh, yes, of course.
Really? Captain Obvious over here?
It's worth asking.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, who knows what, like, serious... Oh, wow.
And there we go.
And cut.
And Tony has to edit more and more and more.
No, no.
Could be anybody. We have a lot of friends at Sirius XM.
We gotta go big or go home.
We actually do.
I know.
That's a weird thing. You know what I regret never having on the show? We should have asked E-Rock to be on the show. He's a huge wrestling
fan. Still can.
Who?
E-Rock. Eric Nagel.
Who's
Sex
that?
Bagel.
Who that?
He's the executive producer for the Opie show.
It's kind of weird how that all split up, right?
Well, I've reached out. This is not really like 100% wrestling related, but it could be a nice little merger.
I like it.
For two comedy friends who are, one of them is I consider a friend, the other guy I never really met, but I know, is the guys Mark Norman and Joe List from Tuesdays with Stories. Good podcast. Mark Norman is a friend who I've worked with many times, and he was open possibly to the idea of doing a joint podcast with Tuesdays with Stories, which is a comedy show. We actually have more followers than them, which is not a shot at them. But
it, yes, it is.
No, it's not. Because
we roll.
Listen, Mark Norman has been on Conan's. He was in Amy Schumer's movie.
Like, that's on Opie and Anthony. Like Opie and.
So
Opie and something.
If I can extend the doors to them and get. Because listen.
Extend the doors.
Is that the word?
Yes. You said it exactly right. Extend the doors.
I'm going to extend
make
the doors.
Make the doors longer.
I'm going to make it harder for us to like get there. Because I'm going to make the doors longer so we can't get in.
To us.
Us.
Yes. So I'm gonna reach out again to them.
Salud.
They liked it, so
you might have to help me walk to this.
That's fine.
Elevator.
I like it too. I think it's a great idea. I think if we could.
I think nothing's ever really guaranteed, but
no,
like they all seemed open to it. So.
If there's any, look, if we get somebody on with a name like a Mark Norman,
a Mork, Jamie, Mork from Ork, Shazbot, he's dead
dude,
too.
Or a guy like Michael Lawrence, who's a comedian who won the roast battle, the Jeff Lawrence, not Jeff Lawrence, Jeff Ross roast
when
battle.
You said roast battle, I thought you were talking like about like a chicken roast.
See, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like,
I just pictured two chickens.
I don't know what's dumber, your ears or your mouth. Like, that's like how, like.
Hey, you're the one that hurt Quebecers. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
On a mission, but
yeah, there you go. Making fun of my ass.
No, but that's different though, because Men on a Mission did the same thing. They also beat
Quebecers.
Money Inc. No, was it the Quebecers?
Oh, they fucked up again.
I think it was Money Inc. though.
No, Men on a Mission weren't from the Quebecers.
And it was one of those like kind of like not acknowledged but acknowledged.
No, it was acknowledged. It was just a mistake.
And then they just beat him back on the next night.
Because if you remember, when they came out for something, I want to say it was WrestleMania. They were like, "Well, we were in England. We beat you. We're gonna beat you again." Or
Taylor Swift's on the radio. You have to stop talking.
Oh yeah, it
was from 10. All right, you guys push you out of that chair. Mm-hmm. Light this up. I'm comfortable liking Taylor Swift.
I'm not against it. I like some T-Swift, too.
All right, T-Tay.
I went to see her in concert last summer, so fuck you guys.
There you go.
So how did it go from I'm going to push you out of the chair to I like Taylor Swift and he went to a concert?
I don't know the song. I like a couple T-Swift songs, though.
This is a good song.
I didn't badmouth T-Swift.
That's Diddy P's guy.
Oh, this guy? What's
yeah, I have no idea. That's his guy.
I don't know, some guy.
The guy that I email with?
I don't know. That's the guy that brought him here.
Hey, this is Kevin. I don't want some guy. I want Creamy. I'm some guy.
Shut up, stupid. You're gonna fucking ruin something for us tonight. I'm
gonna ruin it.
I'm gonna drive to the Quick Check on 109. I'm gonna get a couple bars of soap. Me and Kevin are gonna beat the shit out of you while you try and sleep tonight.
That's not right.
Actually, we should get more soap anyway, because they just have those little squares. They just have those little tiny little square soap.
I brought my own soap, bitches. To go fuck some bitches.
Bring toothpaste.
What happened?
Did you bring toothpaste? I didn't bring toothpaste.
I brought toothpaste. I don't know how much of a toothpaste we have.
Well, I mean, we did like maybe somebody like had once. Toothpaste. I brought a toothbrush. I just brought one. A toothbrush.
Well, I didn't think we were all going to share a toothbrush, so.
Oh, we're not? I didn't bring one.
Is it Garrett?
No, yeah. Really? Read that again and you tell me if you're wrong.
Garrett Bischoff?
Yeah. Did we send a shirt for Garrett too?
Yes, of course we did.
Pick your DDP wearer.
Is that him?
I don't think so.
This never has to see the light of day.
Yeah, it does.
I know.
So go right next to me and Dave Destruction at WrestlePro where I made fun of Snaggletooth.
Who's Snaggletooth?
How did that not get?
I still have it.
No, we're not doing that.
Who's Snaggletooth?
Stop. But I like these people. That's why it's awkward for me.
I like them too.
There's no genuine hate.
No.
Genuine
is an artist. Maybe if you're
right?
Canadian. Yeah, Genuine is an artist.
I'm horny.
We're just busting balls.
Ride it.
Yeah, but it's not. Some people, you don't have to bust balls because they don't do anything to deserve the bust balls.
Yeah, but yeah, you listen to Kevin Matthews bust balls all day.
Well, Kevin Matthews spends time with you.
You're gay. You're fucking gay.
I don't know, whatever. I'm not butthurt. Really.
I like when you say butthurt.
Some people just don't.
I like when Kevin says we're peeling back the fourth wall.
They just don't. Some people just don't deserve the jokey jokes.
I also like when Kevin makes puns about Studio A and Studio B.
That's my specialty.
Holy cow. I said to Matt, Kevin's going to say Studio Bowens tonight.
Oh, of course I was.
3 minutes in, we're in Studio Bowens for B, for Bowens. And
well, because we had Kyle the Beast, it was Studio Beast. We had Studio Buster.
And you made the same explanation.
Right, Buster was in our Studio B, right? Jordan Tutu, my man. Pots and Pans, knocking dudes out.
My man, Pots and Pans. I think my favorite moment of the episode you guys did at your house was Brian Myers is on TV.
Is that me barking out? Listen. All right, chicken fuckers. Newsflash.
Really?
No, no, not you guys. I'm talking about the chicken fuckers listening. I am a Ms. Mark. I am a Zack Ryder Mark. And I am a Brian Myers Mark. This is something that everyone's going to have
to do. The only Mark you know is Maker's Mark. What are you talking about?
I don't drink that shit. My dad drinks.
Wait, that shit. That's good stuff.
It is good stuff. Well,
thank you.
Did you say I like you?
Yes, yeah, thank you.
Man, I can't hear.
No, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Fucking chill.
He did say that, right?
It sounded like
wait, I'm gonna
like
rewind
you.
This. People
it
know that
like
you said
I like
this.
You know, leave the ketchup for Gordo. He's
well, Gordo.
We are here at Yogi's at Legends of the Ring. The night prior,
I'm surprised
to the
Phil Ditto's not here.
He's here.
That's no, I mean here.
I told him he'd be down here. I don't know why, but I did.
You don't want him to bring his fucking kid around? Because that's not weird.
Both of them.
He's
they're
got
both,
two kids.
They're both
bro.
Here.
Come on, Phil Ditto's a good dad.
He's a good dad. The kids are cute. Those are cute kids.
I'm not saying he's a bad dad. I just think it's weird.
Why?
These kids are wrestling fans.
I feel like it's forced upon them.
Wow, really?
Well, dude, what parent doesn't force... Like they're like
my kid, watches right? wrestling
my,
with me.
My mother tried to force my dad's dick in my mouth. It was awful.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not. Stop encouraging this.
As a joke, that's fantastic.
There. There's the bell.
What are you doing?
It's the bell.
You're gonna destroy something
with a fork.
Hey, you got Mongolian strength.
I don't want you guys to argue over the greatness of what Matt just said.
No, we know they heard.
That is a joke. I'm stealing.
Of course,
unless
he is.
You heard it from somebody else.
No, I didn't.
You can all right, then I'm screen. Then I'm stealing that from you.
I just gave you carte blanche.
Yes. Yeah. That is incredible. Because my niece is a month and a half old, almost 2 months. But my brother already puts her in New Orleans Saints gear.
Oh, my God.
Always
I thought
puts her,
say something
always
else.
Puts her in New Orleans gear. So you always put, listen, I'm going to make that girl, I'm going to make my niece watch wrestling. That's a fact. That's what's going to happen.
I don't know where that comment
is. Is this
going.
A confession?
No, I mean, no. I'm just saying. When I babysit.
My name's Kevin.
When I babysit Kevin. My new niece, like I'm sure you will with yours, I will make her watch wrestling. Like, just like I'm. No, maybe not make. That might be a little harsh. I'll put it on, and if she likes
what
it.
What is
then,
he talking about?
I'm saying that you guys are nuts. Think that.
Bro, are you going to make it to another, half
yeah.
an hour?
I'm fine, bro.
Did you get what I was saying?
I got what
all
you
right.
were saying.
Yeah, all right. Tony just. All right. Wow, this place is dead.
Deader than the hooker in Matt's trunk.
There were
whoa.
More people here last time.
What's that?
There were more bodies.
I think because there's a lot of people working shows tonight.
That's what it was.
Not Cody's not working
It was
anywhere
2 years ago.
I get it, but Cody's not working anywhere tonight.
Is Cody staying at somebody's house that we know of?
He might.
No,
but then
he's
still
going to
wake up early and drive down here.
Well, I would assume that.
Is he working for WrestlePro at
no,
this thing?
No,
oh,
no.
He's on Super Ticket?
He's on Super Ticket.
He's on Super Ticket. Yeah. And Brandy's working
Magic tomorrow night. That's tomorrow
who?
Night, though.
Yeah.
Who's Brandy?
His wife.
Oh, that's right. Brandy Rhodes.
Who actually, I have a buddy, Josh Wells, who's actually going to be at that show tomorrow night.
All right, let me ask you guys a question.
You going to go?
I might.
Remember Josh? He was one of the guys that we met at when we went to whatever show we went.
No, we don't remember.
Yeah, Fastlane. Well, I hit them up on Facebook and I told them that.
You guys doing okay?
And,
yeah, I think we're good.
No, well, I'm going to have another beer, please.
What? You're not going anywhere. Will you relax? What, are you ready for a nap already?
Yeah, kind of.
Are you really? I mean, you can go to bed.
He's fucking shot already, bro.
I'll have no problem falling asleep tonight, even when you're snoring.
I don't know. I smell pretty bad. But I reached out to them on Facebook and let them know. And I reached out to all the vendors that I could find on Facebook. One of the vendors had Steamboat and Finley.
Finley.
I don't know if you could record stuff because of WWE.
Finley can't. Steamboat. Is Steamboat still there, too?
Might be. And I was like, oh, good point. But nobody else responded. But I just give people
listen,
a
heads up. Listen, we don't have to do it. We just go up to the talent and be like, hey, that know us. And
right.
You just call him by a different name. You call him Vicky Rainbow. And that's all you need to do.
Can I call him Dick Blood?
Yes.
Call him Lip Rubin.
Yes. Call him Dick Bowley.
But
and
I
he
might,
has to
I
promote
might,
the Rain Charity.
How I feel tomorrow.
About what?
Go after that show.
Oh, Magic.
It's, I mean,
dude, London's on that show. JT's
yeah, so
on that
JT.
Show. Randy Rhodes is on that show.
You mean JT Dunn?
Yeah.
Oh, not JT Smith.
I
is he still working?
He's still alive.
You know who became my friend on Facebook? Pablo Marquez, El Puerto Ricano.
Yeah. Right, that's pretty cool.
He's got a wrestling school in Florida.
I can respect El Puerto Ricano.
Yeah, dude. He used to get the shit kicked out of him on a weekly basis. Poor guy.
I'm trying to think who else is on that show. I just saw the flyer today. Oh, Gresham, I think, is on the show.
Yes.
Oh, Deez is on that show. Deez.
Yep. No one bit. No. You know when you realize I'm in that.
Shut up.
That
yes, you did.
Oh, how do we bite?
Because you looked at me and you licked your lips.
Lip Rubin. Lip Rubin.
What is Lip Rubin? Who's Lip Rubin?
Do you not remember 4 minutes ago?
No, I didn't get it 4 minutes ago. It took me 4 minutes to process Lip Rubin.
Matt, we might
we
might have to put him to bed.
Never mind the Buzzcocks.
We might have to take...
What?
Hey, Phil, can you do me a favor? Can you take Tony to bed?
And he means sexually.
I do not mean that.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
You're gonna get us kicked out of here.
He's telling Phil to take me to bed.
All right, boys, how do you think we did?
We are 138.
You're a fucking embarrassment.
You really are. Like, holy shit.
Your face was awesome.
Holy shit. Bro, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Yeah.
Chill.
Contain yourself. You never know what can happen.
Chill. You want fries?
No, you should probably eat fries.
No, I'm chilling with the fries.
I should probably go get my stuff out of the car before it gets too cold.
Why? What's in the car?
My laptop's in the car.
Oh, you should have brought that shit in straight up. Son.
Straight up?
Yeah, like as soon as you came in.
Can I have a key to the room and I go put my stuff upstairs?
No, bring it here. So you and Kevin can be laptop bag buddies. Just wait, bro. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
It's gonna get cold. Oh my god.
Yeah, give him yours.
I'll be back in 2 minutes.
Don't leave. Actually, you know what? You keep the key. Give him your car keys and let him go out and do it, please.
I ain't lying.
Anywhere near my car. What are you doing? I gotta spend the next 6 minutes with him.
Hi, nope. Kevin.
Have fun with that.
Nah, I just did that to get rid of Matt because he's a dick. Because I can still hear you. What an ass.
Well, we are live at... Well, not live. We are live to tape at Yogi's.
We're live right now.
At Legends of the Ring.
Do you think they got good desserts here?
The kitchen's closed, dude. It's 11 o'clock.
Are you serious?
It's 11, bud. Kitchen closes at 11. Bar's going to stay open till...
You mean to tell me they couldn't give me 2 scoops of ice cream?
I'm going
to
say that they probably could, but they won't because they are people that work on a schedule and they want to leave when they're scheduled to leave.
No. It closes at 11. They're not done till like 11:30, 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Yeah, but they don't need to make us anything after the allotted time.
Dude, it's 2 scoops. I can go in the kitchen and make it myself if you want.
Yeah, well,
dude, it's 2 scoops. I don't have to cook anything.
You'll get us kicked out.
For what?
For going into the kitchen with your grimy ass Jack Daniels hands.
I would put on gloves and a hairnet if I had to.
You would do all that just to get 2 scoops of ice cream?
You don't know how much I want 2 scoops of ice cream.
I believe that, actually. Uber it this summer. There's gotta be ice cream somewhere.
I'm gonna Uber some ice cream.
Uber to someplace that serves ice cream.
Phil could probably drive us. He's not drinking, is he?
I don't know if Phil drinks. I don't know if the Ditto partakes. Is it Ditto or Dino?
That's what I wanted to ask him, but apparently he's too good for us.
Out of all the people we're going to talk to tonight, your burning question was, hey, Phil, was it Ditto?
It's only because I saw him, that's why.
Let's see. Let me check the Pro Wrestling Magic lineup.
So where's that show at?
It's in Ridgefield, New Jersey. It's got Gangrel. It's got Paul London.
Wait, Ridgefield or Ridgefield Park?
Go to ProWrestlingMagic.com, which you all should do, because they got good people over there.
Yes, good people.
But I will be at WrestlePro, of course. And
good people.
With all the crew.
I will be in bed, because I have to wake up early Sunday morning to go to work.
Let's see this. Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. 7 p.m. start time.
How are you,
ladies and gentlemen?
Phil, I just want to let you know,
we are recording, right?
So.
Phil has been on the Shiny Wizard before. Matter of fact, Phil was at WrestleCon when we were on 3 years ago.
This is just like a bullshit, like...
So, we need to ask you, because we've heard it said so many different ways.
Can I plug the rest of the Pro Wrestling Magic?
Not yet. Roster? Is it Phil Ditto or Phil Dido?
Growing up, my last name has been said
Jesus
Ditto,
fuck.
But in actuality...
What is it?
But you know what? He's good. This is good for broadcasting.
All right, that's fine.
The correct pronunciation is Ditto.
Ditto, it's Italian.
That's the third option.
That's correct.
That's door number six.
Two syllables, Diet and To. That's why there's two T's.
Growing up, they just utilized the American pronunciation Ditto, so...
Well, see, I never knew what it was anyway, so if you had, like, told me, like...
I always said Ditto until I heard Pat Buck say Dido, and I'm like, why is it Dido? Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't care. No bother.
It's gotta be
rough. Well, it's gotta be rough because I have a last name that's like it's kind of like weird. Like, people say like Garifo.
I look at the bright side. At least my last name is not Penis.
Well, that's good.
Phil Penis.
Unless your first name was like Huge.
Yeah, Hugo Penis.
No, Phil McPenis would be great. McPenis.
Yeah, too bad I'm not Irish.
It doesn't matter.
The Wizards.
Everybody's had a little Irish in them.
You're
yeah, dude.
Legends of the Ring.
It's been 2 years since we've been
here.
Where's
Eddie? Eddie's.
He might be here tomorrow.
We'll Eddie's see. Drinking penis right now.
No, he was doing commentary for WrestlePro.
Oh, literal Kevin.
I will be literal
Kevin,
because
Kevin
we should
up.
Plug. Even though this is just a makeshift bullshit dinner time. I want to make sure that the plugs are out there.
He doesn't want me saying Eddie's licking penis right now.
Well, Eddie has grown up, and he's moved on to
he's moved on. Rest in peace, Eddie.
He's moved on.
He's in the earth. Is that what you're saying?
As yes.
He's running around with sweaty men in tights right now, and he's loving it.
Of course,
I hate that
Kevin regrets that he's here because he doesn't run around with sweaty.
I don't regret that. Because I love what I do. Tony, you are fucking drunk. I still have an empty bottle here that I might crack on this table and shank you in.
No, he won't.
Well, I can't do that because I have one of our
white violence. That's very rare. But anyway.
So you're here with the family?
Yes.
So you came down looking for people too? There's nobody here.
No, he does this all the time. He just gets down because it's easier for him to get here
to get away from his wife and his kids. I get it.
They're all here, Tony.
Yeah, but they're in the room. They're not here.
Everybody's been sleeping, and I've been coming here for 3 years.
Yeah.
I go back and forth. I don't sit still. I just don't like to be confined in a room.
So they're all sleeping.
Yeah, that's right. It is a little.
And you come out here looking for some strange, right?
What?
That's what I'm here for.
We know the deal, Phil.
I can keep my lights on, let alone pay for a piece of tail.
Look at this guy. Aso Blanco.
Yeah, how come no more Aso Blanco? That was a big deal for you.
I don't know. It's the white bear is dormant temporarily right now.
Nah.
He shall rise. Like everyone else, he shall
rise. I remember when you sat in for us. We were just starting out when you sat in with us.
That was so much fun.
That was a great time.
That was a blast.
That was WrestleCon.
Yeah.
The weekend of WrestleMania 29.
Yeah, that was my first fan fest too.
That was when Eddie and I walked out on WrestleMania to beat the traffic because we all knew what was going to happen with Cena and The Rock. Are we good, or you want to?
If you want to take the check, we'll take the check.
Yeah, we can take. Yeah, we'll take the check. Kevin's a little belligerent, so we've
got. I'm belligerent.
You're gonna make the decisions.
You know what? Give us 2 minutes. Matt should be back.
Matt
needs to make the decision.
You guys, I'm not
fine.
Am I fine? You're the worst.
See, there you go.
You guys are funny.
Awesome.
All right. Well, I'll give you a couple minutes so it can be a group decision when everyone.
You can close this check, and then if I stay, I'll.
Yeah, we might have to leave him here because he's a problem.
I can totally separate. Them, so.
No.
If you want to stay, or you can close the whole thing.
Kevin
and
likes
start
to drink,
over.
And Matt's gonna get mad if he has to pay for Kevin's drinks.
Matt, I have money, dude. I make money.
Idiot.
See what I mean? He's mad.
I'm mad because you're being a jerk.
It's been a long
road. She thought we were funny. I'm trying to play off of that. Relax.
Well, you're
the comedian. You should know that I'm trying to be funny.
You have to be funny.
Wow. Under the bus I go, Kevin.
So where's your talent that you're bringing in? He's not hanging out with you guys?
Nah, JTG will be here tomorrow.
Yeah, but we thought we had stuff. I guess it's not happening.
Nah. So we have a nice circle jerk.
Unless you want to go stalk the certain someone that, not stalk, but like.
I really don't want to. We saw Dallas come in. I didn't even see him.
I talked to Dallas.
He's the I think the only person here. Everyone else is at shows.
That's what we figured.
I saw Tully.
I think it's a nice trend that they're starting now that these companies are actually
They know what they're doing.
So that means that these guys are going to be coming in. They're going to be as tired. They're not going to even want to hit the bar. They're just going to want to go to sleep.
The bar's going to be closed by the time they get in here.
Well, 1 o'clock. They might have a time for a nightcap.
Dude, the last time we were here, Bischoff showed up at like. Last call.
What time is this bar even closed?
1 o'clock.
Unless it clears out, then she'll probably just call
like,
last call.
55 miles from here, then they got to drive in from Brooklyn, which is an hour and change.
This guy's got it all figured out. And isn't there a show in Staten Island tonight? Is the Warriors running tonight or no?
Warriors is running in Brooklyn.
Oh, shitball.
But,
they're at the SN of Brooklyn, East 56th Street.
Ugh.
But it's a good. From my house to here, or from Crestkill to here, I did it just in case to see if I could make it from there to here, like relatively early after like the WrestlePro show.
Do you want to stick around yet? Have some more drinks or?
Yeah. Huh? All right. Are you tired?
No, I'm here.
Give us a couple more minutes. Thank you so much, Stephen. Thank you.
I was trying to flirt with Tina and Kevin got mad at me.
So you saw the title change at WrestleBro?
Phil, can you do me a favor? Just
go ahead.
No, Phil's enjoying this, man.
Do me a favor?
Yeah.
Lock him up.
Take him, being you, with him when he decides to...
No!
When he tires
I'm your problem tonight, bro. You've been my problem for 281 episodes. Tonight I'm your problem.
Yeah, well, all three of us in one fucking room.
Please tell me you guys are not on the fourth floor.
Yes, we're on the fourth
floor. We're not. Listen, he'll be passed out by the way.
So when I hear security running, I don't
know. The only person
where
you're
going to... Where are you on the fourth floor?
What? We're all on the... Everybody's on the fourth floor.
Yeah, that's a block of rooms for
oh, nice.
Yeah. That's why, like, the last time we were here, Booker T was literally in the room across from me.
Did you hear him dropping N-bombs?
Coming for you!
There was a title change at WrestlePro.
Yeah, we heard.
Talked about it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Kevin's the WrestlePro guy. Have you been to a Warriors show?
No.
See, I want to go out to see Warriors too.
A lot of those guys were too. I want to go to every show.
I've been to LAW, Legal Legacy, whatever it's called. Lucky Flows.
Yes, Legal Legacy.
LL Bean?
LAW.
Yes, LL Bean Wrestling.
If you guys have never seen the Zombie King wrestle, I didn't realize that's his son. He's phenomenal, that kid. That kid don't make it up.
What, the son of the zombie?
Zombie King, Frankie Flo's son.
Frankie Flo's son.
Oh, Junior Flo?
I thought you said Zombie King.
No, that's what he calls himself, the Zombie King.
Why? Is he trying to break away from his old man?
That's fine.
He's good. He's really good. The Brooklyn Brawler wrestled that night, too, for like 3 minutes.
Who posted footage of the Brooklyn Brawler wrestling Shawn Michaels for the title?
Mega Powers.
That was actually pretty good. He gave Steve Lombardi some offense, too, which was awesome. I don't think the fans really appreciated that match.
Who's that guy that they had in that beat AJ Styles? What's his name?
Oh, Jawless? The guy that almost broke his neck? You saw that, right?
Ellsworth?
James Ellsworth?
Something Ellsworth?
Dipshit.
I gotta take a squirt.
I see Ellsworth winning the title.
Never gonna happen.
Yeah, you think they're gonna pull that out?
No way. Ellsworth almost...
You all out of your mind right now?
He almost broke his neck.
That's fine. I'll high five you for that.
You never know.
You can take your beer with you.
I'm going to, because I don't trust you with it.
Were you just looking in the mirror to see how you look before
you
left?
Fuck with my drink?
No, I'm trying to.
You
said you don't trust him. I would have gone.
No, 100%. No, 100%. Been into it.
For what?
But I just noticed, like, I happened to glance.
These guys are all a bunch of assholes.
That was, like, a joke that we used to play whenever someone left their beer here.
Go piss.
We would put salt and pepper in the drinks, and for some reason, my mind just said, I'm going to take this with me just in case.
No, Tony's a fucking Jew.
No, you're fine.
Shit,
Scout's honor.
Fuck you, and fuck you, too.
I didn't. Put it on you.
You were ready to take a piss and you stopped yourself to tell us some joke story.
Some joke story?
Yeah, about salt and pepper. I thought maybe you were going to start singing Ah Push It like Kamala.
But how long have you been here?
Too long, apparently.
4:30 we got here.
Yo, Kevin got fucking angry. Why did you...
The hell did he drink?
Why did he get angry, bro?
Just been continuously
I feel bad for people. Honestly,
it's good for them.
Between you guys being inebriated and Mike screaming kids, the fourth floor's in for a rude awakening.
Well, he said new tag champs, and you said, who gives a shit? So you've been breaking his balls just as much as I have.
Look,
I didn't even say anything. He looked at the salt and pepper shakers. He's like, Tony, don't put shit in my drink.
Whatever you want.
Oh, Phil.
Who bought Bombshells? That's what I want to know. Who bought it?
What? Who? Why? Bombshells was for sale?
Yeah, Bombshells was sold, apparently.
To who?
That's what I would love to know myself.
Probably Jeff Hardy.
Is Sabu going to be here tomorrow? He is not announced. I want to know.
No.
I know he's working ICW tomorrow, right?
How is a man who needs a hip replacement, has physical issues, stepping in the ring with Joey Janela? This is what I want.
Hi, Kevin Matthews. Take it easy.
Payday.
Yeah, payday.
But if you got a hip problem, how are you supposed to?
Look, Joey Janela.
Janela's excellent. He's a great guy. He's
gonna
wrestler.
He's gonna bounce around like a pinball and make Sabu look like a fucking $1 million.
Question is, will Sabu be sober?
No. Sadly, no.
Allegedly.
No, allegedly.
Tony from The Shining Wizard says allegedly.
Tony from The Shining Wizards can't spell allegedly right now.
Dude, number five's name is Cunts. What team is that? Is that the Yahoo team? Oh, it's Brigham Young. What a great name for a college. I want to name my college Brigham Young. Bring them young, bitches.
Well, he generated a lot of money in the GoFundMe accounts.
Who?
Sabu.
Well, people care about Sabu, man. Yeah. Like that fucking idiot that said it was still real to him. He's sacrificing bodies and shit. Whatever.
I just want to see how he's going to walk to the ring tomorrow, too. You know,
he could easily hit up Vince McMahon.
Superstar Billy Graham had hip surgery. The guy had to walk with a cane.
Matt's favorite wrestler, by the way, so Superstar Billy Graham.
That's what I want to know. How is Sabu doing?
Terry Funk is my favorite wrestler.
Yes. Yeah, but Terry Funk wasn't trying to conquer your wife. Like it was when he's trying to climb that mountain on Superstars.
Good point. I forgot about that.
I'm a conqueror. Remember that shit?
My wife at that point.
Yeah, but still. God, Sabu shows up tomorrow with Kevin here. I want to see that more than anything.
I don't want to see fights. Everybody should be getting along.
I want to see it.
Like Tarbosh said, I love everyone in this life.
What's that? How was the bathroom?
Yeah.
All those Asian people still in the lobby.
There's Asians like, in the lobby?
Like right there.
I feel like I was back home in Bensonhurst.
Yeah. Wait, there's Asians in the lobby?
Yeah.
A bunch of them out there.
Are they hot?
No.
No, they have their fucking stupid masks on. Like, there was some influenza out there.
I'm not kidding. It's bad. It was like an influenza breakout. I was like walking around Bensonhurst.
What is with you and the Bensonhurst references?
Have you been to Bensonhurst recently?
Oh, no, I try to stay
am
away.
Am I right?
Bensonhurst. People are not staying within the right borders of 8th Avenue when they come into Bensonhurst.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ, Phil.
That's the bell.
Can you stop doing that?
We need an inappropriate bell.
Something.
I brought it with me, by the way.
The bell is fine to bring with you.
I regret not bringing the N64 there. Thought that could have been fun.
Nah, we got plenty going on tomorrow. We're gonna harass Howard Finkel. We got trivia. We gotta figure out what we're gonna talk about tomorrow. We got recording, right?
Annihilated you got tonight.
Nah, it's all good. We are the Shining Wizards. We're here with Phil Dito.
Katie Lee will be here, yeah.
Who?
Katie Lee. Winter.
Oh.
You know, Paul Burchill's pirate wench. Remember Paul Burchill the pirate?
You know how I feel about the women wrestlers.
Oh, the bitches?
Bitches get stitches.
We haven't done bitch fight in a while on the show.
What's bitch fight?
I don't know. You remember we said we used to talk about women's matches? We used to go bitch fight like fucking Mortal Kombat. You don't remember that from the show? You gotta go back and listen, son.
How far back do I need to go?
You gotta educate yourself. Evidently, I don't know.
When was the last time we yelled and said bitch fight?
It's been a while. That's why I'm trying to bring
Mortal
it back.
Style, not like, oh, there was a bitch fight on Raw.
You don't remember like bitch fight? Dun, 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 dun. You don't remember that shit? Alright.
Uncle Fred just gave me a thumbs up. I don't know what that means.
Is he here?
I don't know.
You're not coming, by the way, if this happens.
What? I'm not invited to the circle jerk?
No, you're so drunk.
It'd be so funny. Like you guys just start jerking each other off, and just Uncle Fred just sits there going, toot, toot.
I saw your tweet with Bennett.
Alright.
He's probably tired.
I guess we're talking shop now, so we need to go. Are we still going to record?
No, we're fine.
Can you turn that stupid thing off?
What, now you want it off?
I'm going to beat the shit out of you tonight. Holy shit.
You're not, son. I'll still take you. You want to go right here?
And you guys are bunking together.
Yeah.
I
do have one question.
I'm spooning with Matt. I'm spooning.
Oh, I got my own bed. I don't sleep with other dudes.
Spooning, huh?
Yes. I'm gonna bury my penis into his ass crack.
Holy fuck. Lube or no lube?
That's exactly what I call it.
Yeah,
the holy fuck.
Lube.
No, good old prison lube.
Wrong bed.
What? I didn't get that.
Is Eddie gonna stay with you guys?
Or Eddie ain't here.
Eddie ain't here. Oh, shit. Alright, are we done? Can I shut this off?
Shut it off 40 minutes ago.
Yeah, none of this is ever gonna see the light of day anyway.
Yes, it will. This is going out tonight.
Now talk to Blackjack?
Ding, 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 ding.
What? You know him when you look at him. Standing by the door, bro.
Any one of those guys could have been Blackjack.
No, that guy. Who? At the door.
I see him. I saw him.
He's not that fat. That guy?
Whoa, hold on.
No, there was a dude
the
just
word
there.
Fat never came out of my mouth.
You said the fat guy.
I said Blackjack.
Yeah, I heard Blackjack and then I heard the fat guy.
I said that guy.
No, you said the fat guy.
I did.
All right, fuck you guys. Phil, take us out.
Yeah, let's say. Yeah, they're available.
Well, it's been a pleasure reuniting with the Wizards minus one, who's I don't know. Like I said, he's having a good time right now. But it's been a pleasure. It's been a big pleasure.
Oh, JJ Dillon's here.
JJ what?
Wait a minute. Do we actually have a talent in the house?
Yes.
Oh, we're fucking time.
All right.
You see.
Why are you guys being so mean to me?
Because you guys are the worst. Right,
I love everyone in this life.
Eddie, if you're listening to this, you know we love you.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Good night. See you, legends.
Fuck your face.